This is Akashvani, the news read by Reshma Tiwari. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today virtually inaugurated the 72nd National Volleyball Tournament in Varanasi in Uttar Pradesh. Mr. Modi, who is also the Member of Parliament from Varanasi, extended greetings to players from across the country and underlined the role of sports in nation building. Addressing the event, the Prime Minister said that the government has significantly increased the sports budget and today India's sports model has become athlete-centric with focus on talent identification, scientific training, nutrition and transparent selection.
साल 2014 के बाद से अलग-अलग खेलों में भारत का प्रदर्शन लगातार बेहतर हुआ है। हमें बहुत गर्व होता है जब जैन जी को खेल के मैदान पर तिरंगा फहराते देखते हैं। बीते दशक में स्पोर्ट्स को लेकर सरकार और समाज दोनों की ही सोच में बदलाव दिख रहा है। सरकार ने स्पोर्ट्स का बजट काफी ज्यादा बढ़ा दिया है। आज भारत का खेल मॉडल एथलीट सेंट्रिक हो गया है। 2030 के कॉमनवेल्थ गेम्स भी भारत में ही होने जा रहे हैं। भारत पूरी मजबूती से 2036 ओलंपिक की मेजबानी के लिए भी तैयारी कर रहा है।
The 8-day tournament, which will continue till the 11th of this month, is witnessing participation of over 1,000 players from across the country. Union Minister of Agriculture and Farmers Welfare, Shivraj Singh Chauhan, today released 184 new varieties of 25 crops with improved traits developed by Indian Council of Agricultural Research at New Delhi. It includes 60 rice varieties, 50 maize and 13 oil seeds. Addressing the event, Mr. Singh said India has surpassed China in rice production. He added that India has become a leading rice exporting nation to the world.
India has overtaken China in rice production and become number one. This year, India produced more than 150 million tons, while China produced 145.28 million tons. This is an extraordinary achievement. By ensuring food security, we have filled our grain reserves. India is no longer a country that asks for food. It is now a country that supplies rice to the world.
External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar embarked on an official visit to France and Luxembourg tonight. During his week-long visit, Dr. Jaishankar will meet the French leadership in Paris and hold talks with his counterpart Jean-Noël Barrot. They will discuss the progress made under the India-France strategic partnership and matters of global importance. In the second leg of his visit, the External Affairs Minister will visit Luxembourg, where he will hold discussions with the Luxembourg's Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Foreign Affairs, Xavier Bettel, and with the senior leadership of the country. The government has removed the condition of 3-year existence for deep tech startups to avail recognition under DSIR's Industrial Research and Development Promotion Program. Addressing the 41st Foundation Day event of the Department of Scientific and Industrial Research, DSIR, in New Delhi, Dr. Jitendra Singh said that the removal of the 3-year condition is a significant incentive to help deep tech startups scale faster. The winter session of Delhi Legislative Assembly will begin tomorrow. The 4-day session will continue till the 8th of this month. During the session, discussions will be held on various issues, including pollution, environment and CAG's report related to the Sheesh Mahal project, as well as Delhi Jal Board. India has expressed deep concern over the recent developments in Venezuela. The External Affairs Ministry said in a statement that the evolving situation is being closely monitored. India has reaffirmed its support to the well-being and safety of the people of Venezuela. New Delhi has called upon all concerned to address issues peacefully through dialogue, ensuring peace and stability of the region. Meanwhile, the ministry has issued an advisory urging Indian nationals to avoid all non-essential travel to Venezuela in view of recent developments. And that is the end of this news bulletin.